This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To the Nutrient Medical Report. We have Gary Richard Arnold in the second hour on Thursdays. And Gary's website, I think you're still working on training to improve your news website, which is news-expose.org. That's news-expose.org. I'm going to pull up some of your information here, just one second, on your newsletters that you sent me, your pictures. And the first one here shows a picture of yourself. It shows they're standing there, and of course it has racist attacks. Hillary speaking. What is Hillary saying? I mean, it's hard to believe. I mean, she's like her own worst enemy. When she opens her mouth, she just, you know, shows, you know, total insanity and decay. And of course, there's the article below here says, it can't happen here. And this is the election preview. How long ago was this article that you put it up here, Jason?
That was a spectacular video. It's really short. It's less than 2 minutes. But it just shows attack after attack by groups of black people on, you know, old people walking down the street. Or actually, there's one young girl that's sitting on a bench, right. 16 years old, that gets hammered by, you know, a half a dozen people. And, of course, the lying media. And, of course, Hillary's up there talking about, you know, the reverse. It's a Black Lives Matter. And, of course, all the statistics are against their so-called claims. And it's such a cultural attack on the American people. This is, I mean, this, the violence is out there, and they're covering it up.
Well, there's a number of different sources to the violence. And I'm going to try to be, you want to call, a social and medical pathologist. First thing is, if I want to determine if someone's got a pathological brain, I can do a quantitative electroencephalogram, neurotransmitter levels, and a T1-weighted MRI scan to look at their actual neuromyelination pattern. And I can tell you why they, like the movie Young Frankenstein, they have an abnormal brain. We can also see that these people, if they don't have a daddy, they are five times more likely to end up in prison or not succeeding or going to college or getting a trade. If they do not get any of those things, they're more likely to join a gang or do illegal crime to make their money. Now, we see, therefore, a fatherless, a toxic culture eating bad food that's demineralized with toxic vaccines that are destroying the blood-brain barrier. And there's a higher incidence up to 28% of blacks carrying a mitochondrial gene complex that makes them more aggressive in a country like Africa. So they would survive a violent culture because Africa is a very dangerous place. So when you put them in an inner city where they don't have a daddy, they don't have good food, they don't have security that they can go back and forth to school or work without having to join a gang to survive, of course they're going to get violent. I saw a video the other night of a 94-year-old woman being hit by a guy just as he walked along. He just banged her, and she smacked her head into a light, into one of those, fire hydrants, and she got, you know, seriously hurt. And the problem is this guy had been out on all kinds of things. This gentleman that was actually caught in Atlanta, he was actually in for 7 years for beating his children. And they released him because of the COVID virus. He was drunk and basically parked at this Wendy's. What happened is that he was being very cooperative until he put the cuffs on him. Then he tried to fight them, and he grabbed a taser. Now, I think we need to have alternatives to what I call lethal force. So I want all alternatives like a drone force, where you have a drone net thing like Spider-Man and a vertical weapon. So you hit somebody, the drone was just going to lock onto them, and bam, hit him with a net, wrap him up, no matter if they're running away, and then you don't have to kill him. But he did try to kill the cop, and you're only dealing with like 2 or 3 seconds. It's easy for, this idiot DA and so on to accuse him of murder. The guy's up for possible execution if they charged him. Now, you can't go and execute people in the media and then expect to have a free trial. You can't, okay? So if you take away the cop's ability to use the force, now I want to have an intermediate thing, like, say, a drone force with them. So if they're there and somebody all of a sudden does something, the drone would lock onto them, hit them with a net or a vertical weapon, and bam, they hit the ground, they can't stand up, or they start barfing their guts up. But you have to understand what you're dealing with is you're dealing with cops in an extremely dangerous situation where you got people on drugs. For example, this guy that died, Floyd, had been a previous guy, was 5-year sentence for in jail for armed robbery.
Yeah, breaking into a house with a gun in front of a woman. I mean,
right, he had 11 nanograms of fentanyl in the system as well as another narcotic. He's a big man. He was a bouncer, so he's an athletic guy, over 200 and some pounds. The guy was being, we went over on Monday how he's been restrained by John Moore, basically showed a Czech Republic technology where leaning on the upper part of the back, where if you can say I can't breathe, it means your airway's not blocked. Okay, that's a mechanical and a medical fact. If you can't breathe, it means you're having some other reason why you can't breathe. It's not because of your airway's blocked, because if somebody's actually got your airway, like grabbed your neck or breathing on it, you don't have air moving to cause vocal cords to say I can't breathe. So when people make pronouncements not based on facts but in emotion, and they want to start defunding the police, I can tell you what their objective is. They want to have police quit or become inactive or immobile when you call them to a specific time, which means the gangs and the drug lords will take over, which will kill more black people and more Hispanic and make more central cities a decay zone, and the only people protected are the people rich enough to hire private guards. And ultimately, they're going to want to take in United Nations international forces from China or elsewhere to police their inner cities. Their objective is to get...
That's for our protection. They don't want to have anybody that's compromised by the local politicians. They're all going to be trained from one central force, and they'll all be loyal to the, you know, the Communist
right.
Party, the Googles, and the Red Chinese of the world.
Right, right. Yeah. Now, you have to understand what's going on now, you see, is not rational. You see, I want to have an adopt-a-daddy program. In fact, if I had the time and there was a kid, no matter whether he's Hispanic or black, whatever, doesn't have a daddy, I'd be an adopted daddy and take him and do stuff with him. Bring him to our home, bring him to meals, do stuff in movies. The problem is, you see, these are daddyless boys primarily, not girls. We also have drugs. If we were having mental health and drug addiction things, where if someone's caught, you don't get re-released, for example, under the COVID virus things and even under laws in New York, they grab somebody and they've committed a crime, even a violent crime, and they're re-released within 24 hours. They're back on the streets creating new crimes. So we have and it's all Democratic cities, by the way. These are all Democratic governors and cities, like this mayor of Seattle. She's not just incompetent, she's evil. Same as the incompetent. And now the police force has been removed from the social organizations to support them. Now, I want to provide new technology for them. I want better training. I don't want police to have to go to using guns. For example, if I get a big loud voice and I call the police, I don't want to get shot by them because... I'm having an argument with a relative, right? I want to have a...
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of this attacks, you know, are against the so-called, you know, South. They're erasing all the presidents.
Well,
Abraham Lincoln, you know, he wasn't even a Republican. He was a Whig, and he was wanting to ship all the blacks back to... Africa, and he said he wanted to keep the Union no matter what, whether people had slaves or didn't. The Emancipation Proclamation only freed the slaves in the South as a strategic war move. In fact, it was Robert E. Lee who said, you know, when the South was signing the at Potomac, his surrender, a number of the generals and stuff came to him and said, hey, we can fight from the hills and we can do this and that. And he says, no, I think, you know, the eventual, you know, emancipation of the slaves will be, you know, good for the South. You know,
I'll tell you what it wasn't actually. The black, and then this is, these are historical facts. The blacks were on plantations did better than when they were released to go work in work camps in the northern states or in other places. They actually died of toxic exposure and being worked to death and so on and starvation.
Yeah, okay. They lived in the South and they did in the North.
Right. Now, here's what I would say is the solution. Number one, we need to make sure education is free to everybody, including online. Make it not totally free, but affordable. In other words, I want affordable education as a total write-off for people raised to. And I want people to be able to start their apprenticeship with a corporation tied to them by the time they finish grade 9, whether it's a trade or going to university. In other words, one or more corporations are tied to you, and they're actually partially responsible for your education and chaperoning you, so for deciding what courses you take. And that way, you're developing new industry, and you're shepherding new people to develop new technology, because 90% of the jobs 10 years from now haven't even been invented yet. I'll give you a list of jobs that say, right now is 2020, let's say in 2030, okay? Here's some jobs you may not think. Number one, you are what's called a three- and four-dimensional parts manufacturer, and you do it in your garage with a 3D printer, and you have a tube coming into your home with microparticles of whatever material you need, and it goes to your 3D printer, and in your bedroom in your study, you come together with a plan to make a specific product, and it's assembled, and then you have someone pick it up, let's say UPS or whatever, and ship it to be manufactured, put together by a robotic manufacturing system. That's just one of many jobs. I mean, the future is completely different than the present. It's non-toxic, non-stressful. We have to reinvent the future for people, not business.
Yeah, no, the choices in the future are expanding.
Exactly. Be back in a moment.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation, and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. 200 milligrams more power than Alamed. You can't get a more ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Email you sent about the election preview. It can't happen. It's a short video. I think I'll post up these things after on Deagle Network. It causes, Many of the calls for unity come from the same elites that are all in for tearing us apart, pulling down statues of famous men of American history. Now, you know, whether they were men of the South or not, many of these people were actually, in a sense, human patriots rather than necessarily. They tried to separate from the North because there was a division occurring between the North and South because of industry and other things were going on. And, you know, America was a collection of, you want to call, states. And what happened is it wasn't a racist thing. In fact, you got to understand that even Lincoln himself was part of the globalist organizations, even had slaves himself. We have to understand what's going on here. It's not an issue of whether or not there was slavery, because it's more than that. And now you don't forget your history. If you've made sins in the past, you correct those sins and you move forward, but you don't get rid of the statues or the names and rename all the bases. What you do is remember your history and move forward, just like you remember law courts, like when blacks now go to the front of the bus, or people have equal rights. And in fact, what we want to do is we want to move forward with better policing technology, like a drone net or, you know, a vertical device, so we don't have to go to something dangerous. In fact, even a taser, if you hit someone's neck or central body, can kill someone. You have to understand these ball guns that actually shoot a rubber ball, if they hit you directly, they have to hit bounce off something. They can puncture an eye out or kill you, like they killed a child just a week or so ago, a young man. So we have to understand that when they don't really want a solution. You have to understand the demon rats and the globalists don't want a solution. They don't want to come together to bring out better policing that's safe. They don't want to, you know, you do not want to take the protection the police have. You just want to improve the policing. And if you have people that are policing that are not very good at it, you pull them from the job and send them off to mental health or retraining or put them in a desk job where they don't interact with the public and are putting people in danger by jumping to you know, extreme force in a situation. Because remember, the words are pretty broad here. This guy that pulled a taser on these cops in Atlanta, the normal rules of engagement in every country are if you pull at least a weapon on a cop, he's going to shoot you, and he shoots the center of mass, which may well kill you. But you kill this man who was actually under the influence of alcohol, a previous criminal, for beating his children, etc. And it's unfortunate it happened the same way as the mayor of Minneapolis and Washington, D.C. did not give Narcan to these cops, because it's very probable with that level of Narcan and Mr. Floyd's blood that his primary cause of death, whether there may be other factors because he had coronary disease, so his primary cause may have just been narcotic overdose, which is killing people like crazy. In fact, it's killing more people in the Vietnam War every year. And it's my guess if the cops had Narcan, but the mayor in both Minneapolis and in Washington, D.C., wouldn't give Narcan to the cops. So we have multiple things going on here. We also need social workers to go out with the cops sometimes. We need certain kinds of calls. We need to actually have, if you want to call it, paramilitary there, so you even have necessary helicopters or other things, so you can get control of a perimeter, so you don't end up with, you know, a cop going to a danger zone where the drug addicts and so on with bigger weapons can shoot at them and kill them. Because you eventually make it so dangerous that the cops can either be sued, or they're so dangerous because they're coming against people with bigger and badder weapons, they're not going to go to their job anymore. They're not going to go to those places of danger. They're basically going to back off and let the zones become drug zones where the drug lords of, say, Chicago, where they disarm the public. We also need to start getting the what I call the sheriff's office, getting what I call civilian militia. People are regular civilians, ex-military, and persons that want to learn how to properly use guns and work it certified by the sheriff to be a civilian militia. I think people of all the different colors. If you had a women factory offer a better shoot with a handgun, if we had a lot of grandmas with handguns, a lot of the drug cartels wouldn't get away with it, because you got a 67-year-old female that's a crack shot, and the drug cartels are trying to hit her grandson, 17 or 18 years of age. She's going to shoot at them. She's not going to let them get away with it. And we need civilian militia to work with the sheriff's office, to work in a controlled chain of command, so that we can have safe streets that are de-drugged, de-ganged, and remove people from positions where they can actually back on the public. Because they're literally, they're re-releasing people from prison, so on, with this COVID virus that plainly shouldn't be released. This guy that was killed in Atlanta was released because of COVID virus, simply because they didn't want him to get exposed, when really at his young age, he's extremely unlikely to even get sick or die from it. It's seniors with diabetes and other health problems like heart failure and so on, they're likely to die. So what I see is really bad policy by politicians that want to create chaos, right?
The guy took down two policemen, grabbed one of the weapons and turned it on him and fired. Well, yeah, what,
right.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, but when I see this black DA making statements accusing him of murder when it hasn't gone to court or even had rules of evidence and just looks at a video clip, this is an obscenity. The DA needs to be yanked. You need to understand if you lose the ability for the police to feel protected by the law or by the due process of law. Now, if police are having multiple complaints that they know how to interact with the public and they're going to lethal weapons right away, pull them from the job. This guy that so-called leaned on this guy, Floyd, he had a number of previous complaints. We probably need to go to either retraining or end up with psychological help or realize you need backup equipment and other technology because this happened in a matter of seconds. You have a very big guy, over 200, 6'3", Floyd, who has drugs in him, and he's resisting, so he's leaning on his upper back, which, by the way, Moore showed me that if the guy can say, I can't breathe, it's not because the neck's on his airway. It's because of his upper back, and he's got other problems. The reason why he can't breathe, probably because of drug overdose or coronary artery disease, which he's suffering from because he's obviously resisting and he's getting coronary artery spasm and other problems going on. The problem I see is that we try to second-guess people. They're doing things in milliseconds or seconds. And then we put the police basically, that's why a lot of them are going to what's called a blue flu. They're quitting. They're not showing up. Or they're not going to go to some areas of danger now, so much of our inner cities will be a hollowed out, there'll be danger zones where the police will not go, drug cartels will feel a carte blanche. The politicians think they're going to take, their solution is to take the guns away from civilians to get rid of our Second Amendment rights. And what we need is actually more, not necessarily guns, but non-lethal. For example, I have over my Brighteon channel, how to get a pepperball gun. You go to pepperball.com, order it yourself. Or get a striker and then weaponize it. You can actually see that video for $10. We show you how to take it and weaponize it. So it's not a lethal weapon, but it takes a striker automatic paintball gun and makes it weaponized. So it's like a paintball gun, pepperball gun, but even better because it's fully automatic. So these are not lethal weapons. These are things to actually crowd control. We need things like Spider-Man net things and knockdown weapons, like Star Trek's taser, like we call the stun guns. We need things that are not going to be like a taser where an electrode's hitting, and you can, if you hit this person's neck or central chest and they have a cardiac arrhythmia, they're going to die. So, and we want an interface so the police also have other personnel there rather than just relying on their cams on the police officer and say, he's guilty, we're going to put him in jail forever, or we're going to execute him. If you want to see a collapse where our police forces across the country allow these maniac demon rats and rhino Republicans are marching there to do this, and the first and most are going to die are black, Hispanic, and poor people in the inner city. Of all these colors, they're the first ones that are going to die by the pile.
When you get back, I'll tell you another way they're using this to censor people.
Exactly. We'll be back in a moment. We don't want this. This is crazy.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is not happy with the decision.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful. Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, Over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires.
More than 1.5 million workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. As businesses continue to reopen, 20.5 million people continue receiving unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is no fan of John Bolton's new book.
This is deep swamp revenge porn on the part of John Bolton. He did the same thing with the Bush administration.
Speaking on Fox News, Navarro claimed that Bolton begged for the role of national security advisor under President Trump. Navarro was also accusing Bolton of trying to put together a coup in Venezuela and other countries.
This is not comporting with the tradition of people serving in administrations. He's basically throwing grenades at this administration to make money with Simon and Schuster. He knows exactly what he's doing, but he's done it before, and shame on him.
The administration is suing to have the book not released next Tuesday. House Democrats are launching a big infrastructure bill.
That is so important because it's job creating in its essence, but it's also commerce promoting.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi there, she was short on details regarding the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Second now. And we're going back live with Gary. Your response to my last statement here, I have, of course, up in the picture here, but first among the General Robert E. Lee and General Petraeus, of course, Council on Foreign Relations, Atlantic Council, KKR, Global Institute. Remember, I'm interested in the basically,
yeah,
you made the state succeed.
Betrayus
is a good name for him, right? He says, West Point honors Robert E. Lee with the gate, a road, and an entire housing area, and a barracks rights world government advocate Petraeus Lee commented treason, right?
Yep.
You got to understand, these people, including in our military, like the Pentagon, our head of our defense department, even under Trump, are traitors. They're basically don't want to have proper policing or had access to technology and training. And if they have someone that's not interacting properly with the public, pull them and put them in a desk job and get them retrained. If you can't get retrained or you have mental illness, remember, these are not free of mental illness because it's a very stressful job, then get them in a different place. But you have to understand what we have is we have to move to a position where we're dealing with the inner cities in the United States are loaded up with people that are violent, drug addicts. They've gotten away. We've allowed illegals in this country, and a lot of it, many of them, in fact, are here illegally. I think in California, my guess is there are probably several million illegals here. Some of them are good working people that want to just work, but a percentage of them, I don't know what the percentage is, it might be 5, 10, 20. Let's say 5% are violent, crazy criminals like MS-13. We're interfering with even the federal government trying to work to try to pick up these people and get the heck out of the country or get them into prison in their home country. And The problem is when you do that, you actually create chaos. For example, you can't leave insane people or homeless people or people who are mentally ill or drug addicts sitting near City Hall in a tent right beside the City Hall and defecating on the streets. But that's what the way it is here in democratic cities. They're decaying the center of the city, and it's on purpose because I believe they eventually want to decay the police to the point or frighten them legally to the point where they basically quit or won't go to service, so they're going to have private guards come in for the rich. And the people who aren't rich are either going to leave the city if they can. If they can't get out of the city, they're going to get weapons themselves. You're going to have armed conflict between various factions inside the inner city, including the drug cartel and other people. That's not good.
Right.
This is not going to reduce violence.
A lot of these drugs are, you know, aimed from our so-called government. We always call it our government, and we really don't have that much control, nor do most of the people know its history anymore, or the history of...
Well, the fact is...
The Russell Trust and the heroin.
Well, it's not just the illegal drugs, which are bad. The illegal drugs are coming into the SAD, the Special Activity Division of the CIA. For example, the fentanyl made in China doesn't get into Mexico unless the SAD approves of it and they get their cut. You have to understand the illegal drugs, whether it's that, you know, manufactured OxyContin or fentanyl or whatever the hell it is, that this is going into funds that are actually funding projects that aren't overseen by the President, Congress, and Senate. We have a parallel, you know, deep state government that basically thinks they're the ruling class and they don't need to be elected. And that's what we have. We've had this globalism growing over the last century, and it's gotten more and more insidious, including the alliance between the bankers, now the big tech companies. The last 25 years, since I think 1996, almost, we've had big tech companies have had a carte blanche to basically not be sued because they kind of ban people or cut them off.
Well,
whereas
the
regular
pharmaceuticals, that's Bill Gates, that's exactly it. Well, after they rob you, they want to control your behavior with the drugs that they're getting into you. Summarized in Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins, which is a free download for people out there. But you're right.
Right. You've got another picture here called, he's a founder of Civonomics, one of the two founders of a dual citizen, you know, his funding. They talk about Brian Roberts, Robert Murdoch, you have all these other characters here, television and film. You look at all these people, it's like, whoa. When you look at all these different connections, you see there's just a small clique of people that pretty well run all the, you know, they want to call it the cancer of abnormal media, abnormal assets that control every aspect of life, from television to video to whatever. And not even the communist Chinese have bought out some of our main, two of the three main record companies of the world. They have minor shares now in them, the Communist Chinese Party. So you can't, the communists are even controlling what's even produced in Hollywood because they don't want to insult or make the communists look like bad guys, which they are. They're devils. And they are even trying to eventually, you know, they're taking over Hong Kong now. They're threatening to take over Taiwan, although we put jets and submarines and all kinds of, you know, technology so that they can defend themselves. I really see that we're in what are called the informational and the, if you want to call it, the business and the tech war with China. But we're moving toward a real war with actual weapons in the South China Sea and otherwise. And the next step we're going to talk about in the third hour is the idea, I believe the next step of attack is only to have these idiots in our universities believe and they're doing something to fix things and they're going to actually make things worse. And by the way, they're not just blacks. A lot of them are Antifa or whites that are basically crazies that think if they defund the police department, it's going to be safer. No, it'll be so dangerous they won't be able to even go out of their home. And what we have to understand is these people are, we cannot have mob rule running the country. We can't. If we do eventually, the mob will force us to get armed and dangerous, and then when they come to our home, we won't be having the rules of engagement or proper training like police. People who try to do violence against us, we'll have to hit them with either non-lethal or lethal weapons, and it's going to get very dangerous. People don't realize the number of gun sales.
Electricity and water, and you're locked in place. What better way? It's like a extermination plan, and they're moving under their Georgia Guidestone protocols, and able to get us so that it's better for them than a neutron bomb because they don't have to worry about the damage and the fallout because they're eradicating us, you know, in a safely manner. We're not going to be put in concentration camps. We're going to be just shoveled into.
Well, they have multiple layers. They do have certain concentrations. They have Project Pogo to identify who's actually going to resist them, and Project Zephyr to pick us up, the leaders, and bring us to civil detention camps or execute us. But ultimately, they want to chip us all. I mean, that's why even before Trump absolved himself and washed his hands, he ordered $500 million injector kits for vaccines. And these kills, even last night, mentioned we got a vaccine coming. No, we don't. And Project, Warp Drive, or whatever they call us, for the vaccines, there's five companies. They're all failing. The high-dose Moderna vaccine caused people to get sick, 30% of them, the high-dose vaccine. The AstraZeneca, the same thing. These are all RNA vaccines. Basically, insert RNAs for your body to make the engine, and none of them work for either SARS-1, Ebola, or MERS. They're all freaking dangerous. They're all going to destroy our health, cause sterility, cause brain damage, and ultimately, in many people, death. Or when they get exposed to the real virus, like the SARS-1, you get a cytokine storm and you die. So people have to understand their ultimate goal is sterilization and eugenics. If you don't believe that, you're going to die for it. And people say, I see people, even young people, get really angry when we point this out. I'm thinking, oh, okay, you're going to submit to vaccines and have been properly tested through years of testing. Now, there, believe it or not, there was one the Chinese produced basically 2 months ago. It was like the old vaccines made where you kill the virus with formalin and then you inject the virus and try to produce an antibody response, seeing hopefully you'll produce immune protection. Now, they improves their immune protection. You may produce some antibodies, but having antibodies doesn't mean your T and B cells are going to protect you, because you activate your T cells to seek and destroy the cancer with free radical single oxygen. The best test to see if it kills is to take blood of people who have been vaccinated and see if it'll kill under a scanning electron microscope or phase contrast microscope, the actual killing of the microvesicles containing the virus particle. Otherwise, you're just
really
guessing.
There hasn't been really a successful flu shot. All they're doing is selecting which one of your cells they're going to wipe out.
Yeah, but the flu shot shot increases the chance of getting a flu. Now, exactly. The problem is all these vaccines are all designed to manipulate your immune system, and they increase blood-brain barrier breakdown, they increase damage in children causing ADD, ADHD, and Asperger syndrome. They cause increased, literally, flu and serious complications if you take the flu vaccine. That's the facts. Presented to the Canadian government 5 years ago, that's just the ugly facts.
The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
Okay, Barbara's going to. Manon, why don't you declare independence from espionage collaboration Leon Panetta's political machine? They have continued to expand the power of CLG, Council on Governments, a Soviet. This is known as AMBAG. I mentioned it before in other shows. The county and the Soviet AMBAG have contacts with ICLEI, which we talked about as a front for the United Nations and the World Bank. You have to understand, you know the people when they get their check, it's called a Social Security check, it doesn't come from the U.S. government. You know where it comes from? International Monetary Fund. So you have to understand, when the IMF meets last week with the World Economic Forum, with Mr. Scholf, this deep, deep German accent, trying to talk about the fourth revolution, and he's talking about literally turning the human race into cyborgs by chipping us, tracking us, interfacing with our brains, and tracking us to reduce human fertility, getting away from oil, going to green agenda, and so on. You have to understand, these people are devils. They want to reduce the world population and turn us into cyborgs. This is not a theory, people. This is not like Dr. Deagle's delusional theory. They're saying it really openly in their meetings and it's in the open media. I mean, come on, let's wake up, okay? And so when you look at these pictures, you see these things like the picture of AMBAG and so on, all their connections here, and how they're all connected here together. It's absolutely an obscenity, isn't it? And
oh, yeah. You look at the map of the United States here. It looks like, pox in Europe. I mean,
yeah, you see all these I can see all these little pox on it. Now, let me go to the other emails that you have here. This one here is the founder of Civonomics. We mentioned this earlier. Let me look at that one here. This one here. Oh, it looks like you sent several of the same email, it looks like.
Oh, I had trouble sending the picture. I finally got the picture through.
It came through several times, but it shows all these people connected with all these different corporations. I mean,
okay. The third man from the left is Don Lane. Don Lane was Leon Panetta's campaign manager. He's the one that gave the key of the city to communist Angela Davis, who is the vice presidential candidate along with Gus Hall for the Communist Party USA. And this guy that's now running against one of the supervisors, one of the incumbents, I think it's the guy on the far right there with the scissors. Anyway, this is supposed to be people that want transparency and understanding and all that type of stuff. And he's been funded by Foundation for about 8 years now, and now he's making a move for.
Are you referring to this guy, Jeff?
And he's talking a thing about Ickley.
You talking about Jeff Burks, B-E-W-K-E-S, Bowks?
Let's see.
That's on the picture at the top here. It shows Brian Roberts, Rupert Murdoch, and Anderson. The other group that's behind is called Bain Corporation, tied to Skull and Bones. And all over the place you see COVID-19, you'll see 322 everywhere. Those
exactly.
are the numbers, numerological numbers, for the Skull and Bones that runs Bain Corporation, tied to people like our Mormon that ran for president here a few years ago.
Yeah,
and
Romney.
Romney and other people, if you have to understand, they're not just Democrats, they're Rhino Republicans, they're monsters, okay?
Yeah, people really have a hard time putting these pieces together, at least when you play chess or checkers, you know, one side's red, the other side's black. And
I use the term slitherocracy. They're the snake party, and again, that's why Trump's having such a hard time. Look at this guy that he appointed as writing his book about him, right? What a piece of slime, this guy coming with a book to attack Trump right now and saying all these horrible things. We know already he is a warmonger, a CFR member, this guy that's bringing up this book. I don't even mention his name, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't deserve the respect that I mention his name, but, you know, he's probably going to end up getting his book literally supposed to come out next Tuesday, and he's already doing interviews now. He should be already in jail, okay?
Yeah. He's the a new American century. He advocated a new Pearl Harbor so that he could, you know, they could give the United States a national purpose. And, of course, their national purpose for a while was climate change, and now it's, you know, to destroy Trump or, you know, it's the issue of the minute. Now it's a virus. And, of course, the viruses are euthanasia itself.
Right.
You know, the hypoxia,
now, a lot of people,
you know,
I can't really hear them machinating even in the news, like even Fox News. Oh, did it come from wet markets? Stop the BS. We've had 6 interviews with Professor Boyle. I've gone over to the genetics. This virus was created in exosomes caused by a vaccine because the Communist Chinese declared war against us in May of 2019 in their own public documents. They vaccinated their population because when the virus did break out from the vaccine program, it didn't stop travel to international countries, but it did stop within China. The virus keeps mutating, and now it's exploding in Beijing and other places in northern China. People don't understand. The Communist Chinese are tied globally, directly to the globalists, the United Nations, and so on. And many of the things they're doing, even social monitoring and so on with their cameras, are they're using it as a laboratory for what they want to do to the West. Let me tell you what will happen here in America if the demon rats get in. Number one, you're going to have a live, bloody civil war, because parts of the United States will separate like the previous civil war. And if they think they're going to just shut off the power and do other things, you're going to see, you can't imagine what will happen. The rise of civilians that are armed to the teeth will literally take over governments in various parts of this country. Now, they want to work in America enough that they bring in the United Nations troops, because if they weaken the police enough in the inner cities, they don't want police anymore. They want UN troops to come in, don't they? That's what their next goal is.
Yeah, no, they've already got the globalists trained.
Now, let me explain something. When I worked in the mid-90s, 26 years ago, I was aware, because I worked with classified departments, we had globalist UN troops doing operations in Colorado, in the mountains, that were from countries all over the world, from Eastern Europe to all over the place, working in live operations with live weapons and so on, up in the mountains doing, you know, war game simulations. You have to understand, they're getting ready. they're afraid to take their next move, because they really want to actually take away our Second Amendment rights to hold guns and have First Amendment rights to speak, which is why they let the social media go haywire and take our rights. For example, if we say something, say, on YouTube, they defund you.
They took 4 months. Well, operations going on right down where you live, near 29 Palms, at least Southern California. And
right.
They had Council on Foreign Relations people attending, you know, the various Marine training things, and they had a couple of those training booklets were relieved from them and got out to the public. And they were asked if they would take orders from, you know, somebody from the United Nations. And, you know, they purposely wanted somebody dumb and stupid enough to carry out orders against the American people. In fact, they asked that in a couple hundred questions. But it's been deliberate. It's been on the burner. It's been on the burner since John F. Kennedy and that State Department publication, 8727 or something
like
that.
You know what's delusional about it? Let me tell you the converging things that are going to happen. Number one, God's going to intervene because he's going to cause increased earthquakes and earth changes that are going to cause cataclysms of the earth's climate. They've already weaponized the atmosphere with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum, and then can manipulate the weather even enough to trigger earthquakes. We have these advanced weapons. If America is still in the seat of power with Donald Trump and the people around him, we get rid of idiots like this guy with his book, or bad people in the Pentagon that are actually attacking Trump. When Trump deployed the troops, he wasn't deploying the troops to cause violence, he was to stop violence. These autonomous zones are trying to metastasize. We cannot allow that. We cannot allow the respect of the police to go. We want to pull police, or let's say not incompetent police. We want to get them better non-lethal weapons, and we want better engagement technology so that they don't engage and have to go to lethal guns right away if somebody's a drug addict or running away. But we don't want to have a situation where police are in such a situation they won't even go to the inner city or places because they're in danger, or they're in danger of being attacked basically as committing murder when somebody shoots at them or does something violent. What I see happening, this is all by design. It's all happening at the perfect timing of the middle of this COVID virus, because the COVID virus is going away. Now they want to start a vaccine program, because the vaccine program will re-energize the virus. We'll have new mutant versions, and they would love to re-shut down the economy. I can tell you, nobody, Democrat or Republican, is going to allow that. We already have 44.5 million Americans without jobs worldwide. As of this month, 30 million people are starving to death in the third world, caused by the virus. More people are dying of starvation than the virus ever killed, okay? This is by design. People don't understand what's going on here is worldwide eugenics. They want to force this, and they actually made these public statements of force. They called it Industrial Revolution. It's to turn human beings into cyborgs and track us with chips in us, interface with our DNA, eventually our cortex, like the movie The Feed, which is on Vimeo since last year. If people think it's all a theory, they're not reading the documents, they're not checking out the facts, they're not thinking, and they're becoming quite a suicidal lemming. Unfortunately, I think people are waking up to the globalists, and you're going to see a lot of pushback. This big rally by Trump this weekend on the 20th is going to be huge. And people will wear masks. They should be taking my supplements to prevent spread of the infection. So get your supplements at NutriMedical.com. But you got to understand, we are not going to let America go down the road. We're not. Okay, as much as the globalists want to, we need to take these people and put them in jail. Mental institutions, a lot of them are so evil, they need to belong in a psych ward, not a prison. Exactly.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com.
For defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allison Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.